and the moon, like to a silver bow, new bent in heaven, shall behold the night of our solemnities.
Go, Philostrate, stir up Antonine.
Keep going.
Joseph and Esther Bailey are in 9th and 11th grade. Siblings and classmates, they're reading Midsummer Night's Dream together for their literature class. They're students of the Galena City School District, but they've never actually been to school there. They've never actually been to any brick-and-mortar public or private school. They're homeschoolers enrolled in the Interior Distance Education of Alaska, or IDEA. In age and grade, the five siblings cover almost the entire gamut of grades. From the youngest...
I'm 6 and my name is Natalie. I'm in first grade.
to the oldest...
Isaac, 12th grade.
Their primary educator and mother, Shanna, explains what a regular day looks like for them.
So usually I get up in the earlier morning, and then my husband gets up and goes to work. And I usually wait for a little bit to get the kids up because it's kind of my quiet time. And then I usually get the kids up. Like I said, we don't get up early at all. So usually I'll try to get them up around 10. And then they get breakfast, and they're kind of slow getting started. And then we get busy on some schoolwork, but it's pretty much just the younger kids that start that way because my older kids, they like to do it later in the day, you know, in the evenings. And so the younger two, I try to keep a little bit more scheduled.
Ethan is in the 5th grade. True to stereotype, he's still in his pajamas in the mid-afternoon. He says that the flexible schedule is what he enjoys about homeschooling.
I don't really have one. I kind of just do it whenever, unless my mom tells me to, then I have to do it. Yesterday, I got up and I did some homework, and then about 2 hours later, I did the rest of my homework. I had to do history, and I was cuddled up by a little nightlight until 1 a.m.
The Baileys moved to Alaska from California 2 years ago. For the first time, the middle three students are enrolled in the IDEA program. But Shanna Bailey says that they've been homeschooled from the beginning.
My husband was homeschooled, and it was just kind of one of those values we always decided we would like our kids to be involved in, and just that way we had more control over what they were being taught.
In large part, she says, their Christian faith influences their perspective on science and history, and it's a priority for them to incorporate that into their children's academics. The Baileys' reasons for homeschooling through IDEA are pretty common, says director Daryl Bowers.
Typically, families come to us for one of two reasons. Number one is they knew since their children were born that they were going to homeschool them. Oftentimes, these are families that were mom and dad or one of the two parents were homeschooled themselves. The other type of family that comes to us is a family that, you know, maybe had a negative experience or they feel that they can better educate their kids at home. So they choose to remove their kid from the public school.
Bowers says that the IDEA program is the first of its kind in the state, a distance learning school within the public school system open to students all over the state. Since it opened 20 years ago, he says, a number of other such programs have started, but IDEA remains the largest with 4,060 students enrolled this year. 14 of those are in Dillingham, 5 are in Naknek. Usually, though, Bowers says that IDEA doesn't market itself to rural villages because they don't want to draw students away from schools that might face closure as student populations dwindle. Bowers says that schools around the state didn't receive students' English language arts, mathematics, and science scores due to technical errors, but when the school last received standards-based assessments, IDEA students' scores were comparable with those of students at public schools around the state.
During the time of the SBAs, our reading scores typically were ahead of the state average, and our math scores were slightly lower than the state average.
Bowers says graduation rates are similar as well. For rural Alaskans, Bowers says flexibility that allows families to participate in seasonal activities like hunting, fishing, and trapping can be a draw. That's a sentiment echoed by the Bailey family. Isaac, a senior, went hunting with his dad this week. When he got back, he wrote up a report on the economics of caribou hunting.
If you like your meat quality to be higher, then it's a lot better to go hunt it. If you don't, you could usually get it and for less price if you don't care about the quality of the meat.
Economic sense was another reason that the Baileys decided to enroll in IDEA. Since it's a public school, it receives state funds for students, which it allocates to families. $1,800 for students in kindergarten through third grade, $2,000 for students in fourth through eighth grade, and $2,400 for high school students. That money can be spent on books, school supplies, field trips, and even on guided instruction, like music classes or swim lessons. The reasons for homeschooling differ from family to family and student to student, but Esther Bailey sums up the reason she and her family have enjoyed homeschooling.
The free time. Like, our neighbors, they have to go to school for 8 hours each day. I don't know, that just seems like a waste of time to me when you're still learning and you don't have to do as much.
In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.